And on KBUR News Radio, 99.3 FM and 1490 AM from First Christian Church of Burlington, Iowa. We hope that this week's message helps you grow in your faith and share God's love.
Thanks for joining us here at First Christian Church on this lovely Monday, Thursday. It's great to be together as a virtual church family here in the midst of this Holy Week. As we gather for worship this evening, we will hear the story of Monday, Thursday, leading us into the story of Good Friday, gathering with Jesus and his disciples in the upper room, hearing the story all the way through his arrest, betrayal, and denial, ending up on the cross. We have a very special service tonight, as this is traditionally one of our services that the elders from our church help lead us in worship, and so they'll be hearing, reading the scriptures here for us tonight. And so it is great to be together. We hope that you have before you there at home your elements for communion, bread and cup, juice, crackers, whatever it is, as we celebrate communion as one body of Christ together. And so thanks so much for worshiping with us here today. Tonight we remember the night when Christ gathered with his disciples in the upper room.
We remember that Christ took a towel and washed his disciples' feet, giving us an example that we should do to others as he has done to us.
We remember that Christ, our God, gave us this holy feast.
We gather to remember the one who was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities.
Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed.
Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
Let's worship the Lord this night. Let's sing together.
Upon thee, alas, my treason, Jesus hath undone thee. 'Twas I, Lord Jesus, I it was denied thee, I crucified thee. For me, kind Jesus, was thy incarnation, thy mortal sorrow, and thy life's oblation, thy death of anguish, and thy bitter passion for my salvation.
He took his place at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But see, the one who betrays me is with me, and his hand is on the table. For the Son of Man is going as it has been determined. but woe to that one by whom he is betrayed. Then they began to ask one another which one of them it could be who would do this.
Celebrated what we know as the Last Supper, things began to fall apart. One after another, this tight group of 12 disciples and the other women and men who knew Jesus and loved him and followed them, they began to fall away. The disciples started to argue about which one among them was the greatest. Then Jesus stepped out to the Mount of Olives to pray, and those disciples followed him, but their prayers were short-lived. Jesus implored them to stay awake, but they could not. Suddenly Judas came with the whole entire crowd. He kissed Jesus and sealed the deal to betray him. The next thing we know, Jesus is whisked away like some common criminal. Peter denies 3 times that he ever knew anything about knowing Jesus of Nazareth. The story speeds up and gets quicker and quicker, and before you know it, Jesus is there in front of Pilate, and then Herod, and then a whole group of people. And those same crowds that just a few days ago were shouting, "Hosanna in the highest, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord," are shouting now, "Crucify, crucify." Before you know it, Jesus is sentenced to death, forced to carry his own cross, be led away to be put to death. They mocked him, saying, "If you are king of the Jews, save yourself." Just like that in the story, things begin to fall apart.
Our next verse comes from Luke 23, verses 39 through 43. One of the criminals who were hanging there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise."
This is from John, the 19th chapter, verses 17 through 27. And carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross, It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. And it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, but this man said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now, the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see who will get it. This was to fulfill what the scripture says. They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, Woman, here is your son. Then he said to the disciple, Here is your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
Matthew 27, verses 45 through 49. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of the bystanders heard this, they said, He is calling Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with sour wine, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him.
John 19, verses 28 and 29. Later, knowing that everything had been finished, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on the stalk of a hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips.
John 19:30. When he received the drink, Jesus said, It is finished. With this, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Continuing on in our story from Luke 23, beginning with verse 44. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. While the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two, then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, Certainly this man was innocent. And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things.
Let us pray. Eternal God of mercy, we gather in awesome wonder to behold your loving gift of Jesus Christ, who coming to bring the world to wholeness was broken by it. He came to his own, yet his own did not accept him. He brought light and life, and yet was denied by those that he showed the way. He came to set a path, and his own strayed from it. Here on this Maundy Thursday, O loving God, in these times of uneasiness and worry, forgive us for forgetting your sacrifice and for thinking that your grace is cheap. Forgive us, O Lord, for using the cross as a trinket, forgetting the agony that it represents. Forgive us, O Lord, for taking our worship for granted, forgetting the struggle that was assured in its freedom. Receive our prayers offered in humility as we remember and honor Christ our Lord, who prays for us still. We know, O God, our story, and have heard it here this evening, and so we know that by his death we live, and we know his unbreakable love for us. We give you thanks for his grace and for your forgiveness, that even when we stray, even on those days when we lose our way and we deny you publicly, you love us and you forgive us still. As we gather to remember Christ's gift of table and the fellowship that he enjoyed, and to recall our own frail failings of devotion, pierce our hearts with the conviction of our own betrayals, reassure us of your abiding presence, and transform us by the Spirit of Christ. For we thank you for his abiding presence, his love, and his steadfast mercy. And so we join our voices together now by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, so that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in God's sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Now, Amen.